Speaking of nonsense, when will Colorado end our nonsense? What I mean by that is there's an article out today in Fox 31. When will Colorado end the COVID-19 disaster declaration? Because guess what? It's been renewed yet again. So Governor Polis extended the COVID-19 disaster declaration in the state back in August, which allows the state to be nimble in responding to pandemic and access state and federal funds for combating the virus. The order was set to expire on September 16th, but now the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has extended the public health order through October 9th. It's never going to end. And part of this is because they gain so much power out of having this order in play, including what employers have to pay for sick time and on and on and on we go. It's a bunch of nonsense. It's done. It's over, yet power-hungry bureaucrats will not let it go. Period. We've talked about this every single week for an hour, and even when I'm not here, we replay the previous hours where we've had, you know, direct conversation with Dr. Kelly Victory, myself, and Steve House. Dr. Kelly, of course, being the expert in this. And by the way, for those of you that may not believe this that are on the left, there really hasn't been anything Dr. Kelly's been wrong on yet. I'll repeat that. Out of everything we've talked about, even some of the predictions Dr. Kelly made in regards to COVID, the response of, and so on, she hasn't been wrong yet. In fact, a lot of people publicly owe Dr. Kelly and folks like her, myself included, an apology because of the things they said about us that just flat out weren't true. We did nothing more than read the data, take a common sense approach to what was going on with COVID all the way through, responded accordingly. Dr. Kelly gave a litany of things you could do to keep your immune system up, which all the folks, by the way, hats off to all of you that followed that, by the way. I continue to get reports in from those of you that listened to what Dr. Kelly said and either have had very, very mild cases of COVID, or when you did have COVID, you came out of it just fine. Not saying that everybody that gets COVID, if they do that, will be fine. I'm by no means making a blanket statement. She would not do that either. But your chances of surviving anything virus related when your immune system is up is just common sense. That's how it works. The more you keep your immune system up, it's like keeping your car well maintained. When a problem does come around, your chances of surviving that are much higher than when you don't. It's common sense. But we have none of that left in government, especially here in Colorado, because we are still extending this disaster declaration. Folks, there's no more disaster. Look around. It doesn't exist. The hospitals have never been overrun, even in the height of COVID. We still had plenty of beds left in Colorado. Yes, there were times where everybody was getting, not everybody, the powers that be were getting nervous that we are running short. Of course, we weren't. We kept hearing from the news media that, oh, ICU units are at 90%. Well, they're designed to be, as we discussed many, many times in the past. Oh, we only have X amount of empty beds left. Hospitals are designed to run at 90% capacity or above. In fact, they shift patients around all the time in emergency situations because hospital A might be full, so you send them to hospital B. That's how they're designed to work. We were not told any of that, of course, during COVID because they blew everything out of proportion. And they still are. We are no longer in a disaster. I'm not sure we ever were in a disaster. We handled everything about COVID completely wrong. And by the way, still are. I still get questions for people that want to come on air talking about how bad Omicron and even the new variants are going to be. They haven't been. We'll shift gears.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.